Fred Film Radio, Sydney Film Festival, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Nashen Moodley, the director of the Sydney Film Festival. Good afternoon, Nashen.
Good afternoon, Cristiana. Thanks for having me again.
It's a great, great pleasure to have the opportunity to have a chat with you because it means that the festival is going ahead and this is in itself a fabulous news.
Yes, it feels a bit like a miracle, doesn't it?
Exactly. So
we're very happy that we'll be able to go ahead starting on the 3rd of November. It's been a long year of postponements and uncertainty, but we're so delighted with the program we have and can't wait to show films to people in a cinema again.
Yeah, that's is a shared feeling, I believe. And in fact, I think this edition of the Sydney Film Festival, the 68th edition, I think, will go down in history as the first major festival to be held in Sydney after almost 4 months of a very strict lockdown. So
that's right. That's right. So we're first off the ranks, that's an exciting prospect, of course. But at the same time, I think there are things we'll learn in the coming weeks. And we also did a small summer season in January. And that, I think, gave us some experience in getting people in and out of cinemas in a COVID-safe way. So I think that will be very valuable as we proceed with the festival this year.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And as you said at the official launch last week, this is what we have really, really missed the most, because through major mainstream streamline platform, we managed to watch films over the past couple of years. But being together in the cinema, which is a completely different experience, is what we really all missed, I believe.
Exactly. And look, I think in Sydney, we've been, for the most part, quite fortunate because cinemas have remained open for a portion of the last 2 years. But at a festival, I think people come in really great numbers. There's a particular atmosphere and environment for the screenings that's very special. And that's what we want so much to bring back. And I think people are really waiting for this to happen. And we have a great bunch of films for people to see, some that I think have been very anticipated by the audience. So I hope and think it's going to be a great festival.
I'm very sure about that. And Nashen, I would like to ask a question going back to the this year, like this unprecedented times. Because I think it's interesting for our audience, the decision to move the festival 3 times this year must have been a massive organizational and logistics exercise. So I think many of the aficionados were still holding their breath just a few weeks ago because the situation in Sydney was still very volatile in relation to lifting the lockdown restrictions. How did you manage all this complexity and this uncertainty from an organizational perspective?
I think it was very difficult. It was very difficult because, of course, there's always the option to cancel, right? And to say, well, we won't do a festival in cinema this year. We'll do only an online festival. But the team, the board of the festival, all the staff, I think we were really determined to keep the dream alive of having an in-cinema festival. And we're flexible enough, we're determined enough, I think, to keep pursuing that dream. I think we felt that filmmakers wanted this to happen. All the companies, distributors, sales agents we work with around the world really wanted it to happen. And of course, we felt that the audience would love to have the Sydney Film Festival back in cinemas. So while it was logistically very challenging, I think our determination as a team to keep working towards it really made sure that we can do it. So again, it was not easy because at the same time, the next edition of Sydney Film Festival is in June 2022. So yeah, we also have to work on the preparation for that edition. But we didn't want this year to pass if it was at all possible for us to do it. We really were determined to do it. And luckily, here we are.
Absolutely, indeed. We are very lucky. Nashen, what is interesting about this this year program is that because of the major disruptions in cinema releases, the festival brings together films over the last 2 years, if I'm not wrong. It's not just...
That's correct.
Yeah. And so we will have the opportunity to work to watch the work of major award winners, of some of the most anticipated films of the year, and some from Venice, some from Cannes. And you have described at the official launch last week this edition as one of the most diverse and exciting lineups in Sydney Film Festival history. So tell us more about this exciting program.
Yes, I think it is the benefit of not having a Sydney Film Festival in cinema last year and these multiple delays and postponements that we have been able to present. We will be able to present films that we first saw 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, even, and wish to present to films that are very new that we'd never have a chance to play usually because, of course, Sydney Film Festival typically takes place in June, but this time we're in November, so we have films that are very new that have just emerged from Toronto Film Festival or Telluride or the Venice Film Festival. So films like Dune and the new Pedro Almodovar film, the new Jane Campion film are just a few of the examples that we've managed to benefit from the state change to be able to present to the audience.
This is great to hear. And I would like to comment with you on the opening and closing nights. So the festival opens with Here Out West, which is an anthology of stories from 8 Western Sydney writers, and closes with The French Dispatch by Wes Anderson. Tell us more about these two films.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting to open with a Sydney story set in Western Sydney and a film that emerged in a very unusual way where 8 talented writers from diverse backgrounds came together with a creative team to tell these stories that are closely linked to their lives and their experiences. And these stories interweave in a very exciting way, I think. And it's going to be a great night, a wonderful way to open the festival and to celebrate our talent and to see on screen a contemporary Australia that we rarely see. And of course, The French Dispatch is one of the most anticipated films, not just of this year, but also last year, meant to be in Cannes in 2020, but Cannes didn't happen in 2020. So it was a film that was delayed and delayed and delayed. And luckily in Australia, it worked out for us in terms of the timing to present the film. And I think it's just such a beautiful celebration of cinema to see this film on the big screen. It's so meticulous and funny and romantic in parts. I think it's Wes Anderson is one of the most distinctive filmmakers of our time, and the audience is going to really love this film and leave the cinema with a very big smile on their face.
Yeah, and as you said, there was a lot of anticipation for this film because of the long making. I've been reading very interesting articles and reviews about it. So I think that will be definitely a sellout.
Yes, I think it's sold out already, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. and Nashen, tell us more about other highlights of the festival.
Oh, well, I think it's difficult for me to identify highlights because I think the program is just filled with incredible films. The competition this year is something I'm really very happy with. I think we have some films that I saw early last year, like Undine by Christian Petzold or There Is No Evil by Mohammed Rasseloff. The last film we confirmed for the competition is Paolo Sorrentino's new film, The Hand of God, which is fantastic. And of course, we have some of the most talked about films from Cannes, like Apichatpong Weerasethakul's Memoria, or Ryosuke Hamaguchi's Drive My Car. And a documentary in the competition called Flea, which has Afghanistan very much as part of its central story. And I think that's more timely than ever. And those are just a few of the films of the competition that I think people really should see, and very happy to have them.
And yes, the official competition is really rich this year. Who is the this year's jury?
The jury will be announced in the coming days. So it's been a little complicated because of travel restrictions. We will have no international guests at the festival this year, unfortunately, but we do hope to have guests from interstate. And even that is unclear at the moment because there are restrictions. So we're still working on finalizing the jury and hope to have that finalized in the coming days.
All right. So we'll watch that space.
Indeed.
And there is another thing that I would like to touch with you, because I think is one of the most interesting, one of the many interesting parts of the program, Europe Voices of Women in Films program, which is the sixth year of this section, I believe. And this year's lineup includes 10 films made across 17 different European nations. Tell us more about this very exciting program.
Yes, this program, as you say, it's been with us for 6 years, and it's really, I think, an incredible program. Usually, and what we like to do is to bring each of the filmmakers to Sydney to present their film to the audience, to also interact with the Australian film industry. Unfortunately, for the last 2 years, that hasn't been possible, but together with European Film Promotion, our partners on this project, we really wanted to maintain the program. And I think this year we have really great films, documentaries and feature films, some big award winners like Hive, which won several prizes in Sundance, to a film like Pleasure that was also in Sundance, a film from Sweden that's quite a provocative film. There are documentaries and feature films. Really, I invite people to indulge in this program, because there's such wonderful works by new filmmakers that many of whom we haven't encountered before, and they're exciting and talented new voices. So people to pay attention to, for sure.
And it's such a beautiful section of the program, which has been growing in the last 6 years, and it's so important to promote gender equity and women in cinema. So I think this is one of the most successful sections of the festival.
Absolutely. It's something we're very proud of, and something we wish to continue doing for a long time.
Good to know. Nashin, I have one last question for you. We know, we have already spoken about the challenges because of the pandemic for the cinema industry and for film festival organizers. So this year, the festival is also offering a bespoke program online, Sydney Film Festival On Demand, which offers both feature-length films and shorts. And this will be streamed nationally from the 12th to the 21st of November. So tell us more about this decision to include this innovation in your program.
Yes, well, last year, because the InCinema Festival was cancelled, we did present an online program, and that was very successful. There was really a great desire to still experience the festival, even from the comfort of your own home. But at the same time, we learned from the audience that they really wanted to be back in cinemas. But given what's happened over these past 2 years, and given that some people may not yet feel comfortable to return to the cinema just yet, some people may not receive their their second vaccination in time for the festival. And some people might not physically be able to come to Sydney as they usually would do. We've decided to present also an on-demand program, which features films from many different sections of the festival, everything from the official competition to the Europe Voices of Women in Film program, to many documentaries, to the Dendy Short Film Awards. So it's a program that's, I think, very strong and available for people who cannot make it to the cinema on this occasion.
Well, I think this will be very, very appreciated by the community, because giving the options, considering the circumstances, to choose to go to the cinema or to stay at home and watching a selection of the program is really a great opportunity to spread the festival even more.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's all very exciting, Nashan, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. I hope to see you at the festival at Many Films.
Absolutely. I will be there. I'm not afraid of mingling with people in the dark room.
Wonderful to hear.
So the 68th edition of Sydney Film Festival runs from the 3rd to the 21st of November. And I've been talking to Nashan Woodley, the festival director at the Sydney Film Festival. And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.